Besides the amazing and unique Shemona Esrei's, the three different prayers we have for our night, morning, and afternoon prayers on Shabbos, which are all special and different, as we pointed out, we have a Musaf Shemona Esrei. Right? We have an extra Shemona Esrei. Now, before plunging into the Musaf of Shabbos, I want to make a side comment, just that everybody should know. What are Musafim prayers about in general? What are they on Rosh Chodesh, on the Yomim Tovim, on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur? We have a special korbanot, special sacrifices equated with the day that we bring. And against those sacrifices, we make our Shemona Esrei. And therefore, also, it's very important to remember that the main point of those Shemona Esreis are the psukim, are the verses. And it bothers me a little bit sometimes in Sidurim, they have like the words very big, and then the verses about the korbanot, about the sacrifice, they make small. And it's really not accurate, because those are the main part of the Shemona Esrei, is the sacrifices, okay, the korbanot. Now with that, let's plunge into looking a little bit at the korbanot that we mentioned on Shabbos, that we mentioned in our tefillah, in our davening. B'yom HaShabbos, what do we bring special? What's the musaf? What's a special added offering of Shabbos? Shnei kvasim b'nei shana, two first-year males, unblemished, b'nei shana, b'shnei esronim, and we bring for them shnei esronim solas. When we bring an animal korban, an animal sacrifice, together with that you have these accompanying mincha, which is a flower, and we also have wine libations. Now, there's something very interesting about the way that the mincha, the flower offerings, are spoken about. It says you bring shnei esronim. Yisaron is a tenth of an eifah. We're not going to go into that, but it's a tenth of an eifah. Yisaron, yisur, a tenth. And it says you bring two esronim. Why do you bring two esronim? Very simple. There are two lambs against the two lambs. Each lamb gets an yisaron. That's how it always goes, right? One lamb, one yisaron, a flower. Two lambs, two esron, not a flower. Okay, that's understood. What's interesting, and listen well to this, is that the way that we always speak in Shemona Esreis about the accompanying korbanot is we never tally them up. If you notice, think about when last time you daven on Rosh Chodesh, or when you daven on Yomim Tovim, we always give a general formula for how much to bring. For a par, who remembers how much we bring? For a bull, we bring three esronim. For a ayal, we bring two esronim. And for a keves, for a sheep, we bring one esaron. That's how the verses always speak. And they never do the math for us. They never tally it up. And on Shabbos only, we tally it up. Shnei kvasim b'nei shana, and how many? Doesn't give us the whole formula, the isaron, korban sacrifice formula. It says, bring shnei esaronim, which is certainly fit for introspection and understanding. Why did suddenly by Shabbos it says something different? The answer to that, point out something else about the korbanot, which is a little bit unknown. It's unknown to me, at least. Is that the shnei kvasim have to be exactly the same. This is a Gemara in Yuma, Samach Beis, 62b. They have to be the same, those two kvasim. They have to look the same, they have to be the same height. Just like everybody's remembering which korbanot are like that, like Yom Kippur, right? The Sira Zazel and the Sira Lashem. So they have to be alike in their maran, how they look in their koma, and how much they cost. And also you didn't have to buy them at the same time. So what is that? So Rav Leib Mintzberger says a fascinating insight. He says the nature of these two kvasim is not that they're two separate korbanot, they're two separate sacrifices. I have to bring one sheep and I have to bring another sheep. Their whole essence is one korban, is one sacrifice. And it's one sacrifice which has two parts, which has two sheep. That's the idea. And therefore, they have to be the same. As much as they're one korban, one sacrifice with two separate parts, that's reflected in that halakha, that's reflected in that special special halakha, that they have to be the same in all of these ways. And he says, according to that, that's also why, beautifully, the Torah lists their flower offering as shnei esronim. Because if it would have given the regular formula, three for a par, two for an ayah, one for yisaron, and then you would have done the math, you would have assumed, oh, right, exactly like I said at the beginning. Two sheep get two flour offerings. But that's not really what's going on. It's the unit of the two sheep, which together are getting the two esronim. So that's reflected in that. So it gives us a little insight, halachic insight into what's going on in the Musafim. And Bezrat Hashem, next week we're going to learn more, going more into interesting things about the Musaf Shemona Esrei of Shabbos. Have a great day.
Thank you.